This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Brewers Outlet, Sunbury Motor Company, and Purdy Insurance. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Game week means a trip to Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, the best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drink, snacks. They roast their peanuts. Fresh and out every day. Pickle Bar, led by the barrels and the dills. Indeed, second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. All right, let's talk some baseball now. The great Sweeney Murdy joins us. How you been, my friend?
I'm wonderful, Jonesy. How are you, sir?
Doing great. Great. Thanks for asking. We saw Aaron Judge break a 16-game homerless streak with a grand slam. And in fact, one of the students in my class was at the game and had to show me on his phone the home run today, which I thought was kind of neat, as a matter of fact. But this has not been the best time of the year for him, you know, compared to other months of the year, whether it's September or October. What is it that you see in him sometimes at this time of the year? Does he get tired and worn down because he's playing so many games like he did a couple of years ago when he hit 62?
I just think, the pitching tightens up a little bit on him. You know, and teams are going, and you're playing teams that have postseason aspirations, right? And so, I mean, you know, the Mariners are a good example. The Red Sox are still trying to win games here. And you can, you have a certain strategy and you're willing to chance it sometimes, I think, in April, May, June, July, August, September. There's always calendar. You have a lot of left on the calendar. But then when the games start to dwindle, you really have to, pick your spots and understand, I'm not going to give this guy a pitch to hit if I can help it. I mean, we saw it to an extreme with, Cole Endeavors the other day. But I think that's a big part of it. Judge is pretty selective, and I think part of it is teams kind of bearing down and guys aren't as willing to challenge him when they've got really only little time left on their calendar to make their postseason wishes and dreams come true.
All right. When you look at, let's start with the American League. We know the Yankees are going to be a contender to get to the World Series. Who else realistically can do it based on starting pitching, their rotation, and also how well they've been playing?
Yeah, I think that's getting harder and harder to figure out around the league, because even your powerhouse teams, you wonder, do they have enough pitching to get there? I mean, like, that's the question with the Dodgers right now, right? And you would have thought, beginning of the year, like, why are we even questioning anything about, their roster? But the injury situation around the league has taken its toll. The rest of the American League, I don't know. Like, here's the problem. In New York, I'm dealing with a lot of Yankee fans who just aren't convinced their team is good enough. But the question you're asking is the important one. Who else in the American League is good enough?
Yeah.
The Orioles have shown their flaws very recently. The Central always has interesting teams, but they always seem to come up a little bit short when you're talking about Cleveland or Minnesota in a postseason series. The West is not very good shape this year. The Astros are their weakest. They've been in the last, 8 years probably. And, nobody else really puts that fear into you. The only fear you'd have is a team that just gets hot. And that's what we've seen come through the last few years in the postseasons, whether it was Philly a couple of years ago or Arizona, even Texas. You just have to get hot, and you can take down anybody. The the 100-win Mets team, the Braves, the Dodgers, they've all experienced it. That's the big fear. The Yankees are equipped to win any postseason series. I truly believe that because there isn't anybody I can say is, oh, my gosh, they're better than them. You better be scared of them. It's just a matter of, you know, who's showing up that day to get the final three outs? Who's showing up that day to get the first 21 outs? You know, it's hard to predict right now, but I would think the Yankees have as good a shot as any, you know, despite what the worst fears of the fan base is, because they've gone 15 years without seeing it end in the parade.
And the bottom line is who gets the final three outs? That has been a mystery now for a while with them. And also, after Soto and Judge, do they have enough of a lineup that you can maybe pitch around those two guys, even though it's two guys on base? Can you pitch around those two guys and get enough out of the other guys?
I think, you know, to your first question, it's not a unique situation. If you go back over the last 10 years, you have teams that have had to find their closer again.
Yeah.
You go through the regular season one way, and then you get to the post. You know, the Red Sox done it time and time again over the course of their championship runs in, you know, 13 and 18. You had the Nationals, and thinking of somebody else here very recently. You know, the Astros, actually.
Astros.
You know, they had to figure out their bullpen on the fly. And those are things that, you know, even the best equipped teams have to do. So I think that's the situation the Yankees find themselves in now. As far as their lineup, listen, it's not basketball, you know, where you have your stars have to perform, but your stars kind of have to perform. Sorry, if Aaron Judge and Juan Soto aren't getting big hits, the Yankees are not advancing in the postseason. And I hate to put that kind of pressure on the rest of the lineup, but it's kind of reality and kind of fact. I don't think there's any way around that.
Yeah, I'll give everybody an example. In 2018, who got the final three outs of the World Series? It was not the closer, Craig Kimbrell. It was Chris Sale. So you figure it out as you go because you have to go with the hot hand at the time. The Phillies, to me, are a team, Sweeney, that epitomize why you're playing 162 games. Awesome start, big slump, back on track again right now. Is that a fair way to look at them at this point?
Yeah, and I think, you know, whether it's the Phillies or anybody else, I think because of how immersed we are in the sport and all the different ways we can consume it now, what Brian Cashman said long ago about the Yankees and how they play a season, I think applies to many other teams. He once said that the Yankees don't play 162-game season. They play 162 one-game seasons. And the reaction based off of every win or loss is basically what he's referring to. And I think that's kind of how you see, you know, the Phillies. I mean, you're basically, what every Major League Baseball team shows you is that you're capable of losing 3 out of 4 at any given point in time. And that's right. What scares you, because that's what sends you home in October. And even now you're frightened of it in May, June, or July, because, oh my gosh, if we can lose, you know, 2 out of 3 to the Marlins or the Nationals, what's going to happen when you lose game one to the Padres or the Dodgers or you know, whoever you're facing in a playoff series? It's a different kind of animal. It's pressure, and you see it play out the last few years where it's been an NCAA tournament style. Listen, Duke and North Carolina and Kentucky all have number one seeds every year, and UConn, and they all have great teams. They don't win every year because it's not designed that way anymore. I think that's what baseball is. But you go in thinking you have a shot, and when you have horses like the Phillies have, or like the Dodgers have, or like the Yankees have, you kind of just take your chances. No matter how you end up there at the end of September, you're going to want to take your chances. Other teams who are fighting for those spots are the ones who are hoping to get in and hope that the hot streak takes over.
Right, exactly. And the Dodgers are interesting. I know Ohtani is on this pace 50 for 50. I've got it. But how important in reality is Mookie Betts to what they're doing?
Betts, Freeman, everybody, really, they are. Yeah. But, you know, it goes back again to what I said about Judge and Soto. You know, okay, the Dodgers might have a little bit more lineup depth, but you know, not that much more if you can't get if you get around those guys. You know, they're bottom half of the order. Okay, Muncy, you know, Kike Hernandez has got big postseason hits in his career, all those things, but you know, it's going to revolve around those guys. And listen, let's not downplay. And I know you're not. I understand your point about what the Dodgers look like in the postseason, but it's just amazing what Shohei Ohtani is doing. The closer he gets to 50-50, and the kind of perspective that we are putting it in. And I've been thinking about it more the last couple of days as he gets closer. You know, Aaron Judge is in position to potentially win a triple crown.
Right.
He can hit a home run and help himself in all three columns at once.
Right.
Shohei Ohtani can only do one of these things at a time, right?
Right.
The power and the speed are so amazing. He hits a home run, he's obviously circling the bases. He needs the singles and the walks, you know, not doubles, you know, really, because you're not stealing third that much, in order to put himself in a position where he can steal and put all those things in motion with the speed that he has, the instincts and the smarts on the base paths that he has, to pick those opportunities and be as efficient and successful as he is. The fact that he can only do one of those two things at a time is kind of cool and fun for me. And beyond that, I know there's a debate about should he win an MVP because he's the DH. Now, I've long since tired of those kinds of debates. The DH is a real position. We've given MVPs to closers in Major League Baseball and starting pitchers. You know, what's wrong with the DH? It's a real position. And beyond that, something that kind of stuck in my mind here just earlier today, I was reading a piece that Tyler Kepner wrote in The Athletic, and Juan Pierre talks about it. And it kind of I heard Miguel Rojas today on MLB Network Radio mention this. You know, he gets to the ballpark early and watches Shohei Ohtani getting ready. And his process to get ready includes rehabbing his pitching injury.
Mm-hmm.
He's not pitching, but guess what? He is on a rehab program like any other injured pitcher would be, which means he's coming to work and trying to get ready to pitch. He's putting in all this work, and he's going out and being this amazing unicorn athlete we see on the verge of 50 home runs and 50 stolen bases. You know, I know that there are times we feel we're in this age of overkill. I don't think we can overkill this, Steve. I think when you see something that's never happened before, and whether it gets 50-50 or not, we are seeing it. My gosh, how can you not just appreciate the beauty of it in the sport that we get? We're so jaded because we think we've seen everything. We've never seen this.
Yet how difficult is it, because 47% of the population lives in the Eastern time zone, and we don't get to see him play that often?
But I think that's not as true as it used to be. You know, every game, you know, so many games are on TV, they're available. Listen, Sandy Koufax was the biggest star in the 60s, and so was Willie Mays. Those guys spent the entire 1960s out on the West Coast when their games were never on TV. They made their names in different ways, and the World Series was a factor, and more people watched the All-Star game, things like that. But you can watch Shohei Ohtani. Before you go to bed, you can see every Shohei Ohtani highlight. You know, game starts at 9:30, 10. If you go to bed at 11 o'clock, you watch the 11 o'clock news, you will see Shohei Ohtani highlights on your phone. You wake up the next morning, you can see every Shohei Ohtani highlight, not pick up the newspaper and see his name in a box score without ever actually seeing a picture or video of him. I don't think that's as true as it used to be, and even then, it was kind of not. I think it was more of an excuse. No bigger star in the last 50 years than Ken Griffey Jr., who spent his best years in Seattle. And again, not every game was necessarily on TV, but who didn't see every Ken Griffey Jr. highlight they wanted to see?
Yeah, but except fewer people are watching SportsCenter than ever before. So that's not helping, though, the cause.
No, but that's why my job becomes important, because I work in MLB social media, and if you're one of the 11 million people following MLB on Instagram or Twitter or everything else, you are finding your content that way, too.
You're also finding Dodger pitching content that's horrifying. I mean, I'll say this. The Dodgers pitchers do, to their credit, make the game interesting. Is that fair?
and that's the big fear. You know, you get to this time. That's it's why it's just different, right? Like, you can win 100 games in a regular season, but at some point along the way, you lost 2 out of 3 because, you know, one of your pitchers got shelled, and it affected the way you had to use your bullpen the next day. And, it's hard to predict, and this is it's different postseason. When you're asking your teams to win 11 games, not 4 and not 7, it's becoming increasingly more difficult. And, I don't think it's bad for the sport. I just think that we kind of have to accept that. And when, I think you have to take that into consideration of when we're evaluating who these teams are, because getting through a six-month season is still a major undertaking. Mm-hmm. And getting knocked out in the playoffs kind of stinks, but it's not as big an indictment, I don't think, as people want it to be, simply because it's just so hard to do when you're talking about that short series that can derail anybody quickly, even the best teams.
Well, right now there's more offense in Dodgers games than an NFL game. All right, so that's another field goal. Good, great, can't wait. Means you got the ball to the 35-yard line. Hey, Sweeney, always a pleasure. Thank you, my friend. My best to you and that great family of yours.
Jonesy, thanks so much always for having me. All the kindness and respect you've shown me. I really appreciate it, and I'll look forward to talking to you again sometime.
Good, my friend. Thank you. The great Sweeney Murdy. We will come back, wrap it up in a moment. Brought to you by Brewers Outlet here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Sunbury Motors Ford in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza is having their fall kickoff blitz. Savings of up to $12,416 and financing as low as 0%. Score a great deal on the award-winning 2024 Ford Bronco Sport, and SMC has 18 in stock, priced from as low as $29,965. Sunbury Motors is going to give you a Hail Mary of a deal on over 50 2024 Ford Escapes, priced as low as $27,915. Plus, get 1.9% financing for 60 months. SMC is the Hall of Fame of Ford F-150s, with 35 available, with discounts of over $12,000, and they are slashed to the lowest price of the season, starting at only $48,859. Don't let the play clock run out on these awesome deals, as the final drive of savings ends Monday, September 30th. Sunbury Motors is a fifth-generation Ford dealer, proudly owned by the Mertz family for over a century.